As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Adam, and as always, I'm joined with my co-hosts Becca and Nicole.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Today's episode is a throwback. We're throwing it back to when we started collecting plants back in 2018, 2019. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what was trending, what was hot, what was hard to get your hands on, and all of the goodies.
This is like giving me a vision to Mean Girls where she's like, what's the hot goss? What's, you know, what does she say?
Oh, girls, you keep me young.
Oh, girls. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you girls. Anyway.
I'm not like those regular moms. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom.
Yes. But you know, first, we always do our catch-up. And since we're doing a throwback episode, in my catch-up, we talked about this on our weekly Patreon episode tier, Brave Yet Controversial. Thank you, mm-hmm. besties, who met us over there. I'm yes. honestly shocked.
Yeah. Same.
We love you.
Yeah.
Every time we get like somebody changing their pledge or like adding, like I get like butterflies that somebody
me too.
Is like, I want more. Like that's so cool.
I know. It's really easy not to understand the impact of this podcast when you're just us sitting in our pajamas randomly recording episodes and not realizing like the reach. So anyway, humbled to say the least, but we talked about the VMAs, which happened this week. Since yeah, we're doing a throwback, at the beginning of the VMAs, I legitimately, millennial triggered, was like, are we back in the early 2000s? Because NSYNC appeared first. Then Nelly Furtado was like one of the presenters.
What?
I mean, it just like kept hitting me in the face. And I was like, what is going on? But then sure enough, later on, I got to the part where I was the boomer. The old grandpa was like, who the hell are these people and why is their name just symbols?
What is Doja Cat saying?
Why is their name just symbols? Cat. Got me.
I did too.
Okay, the Doja Cat song in the Barbie movie, something about the night.
Dance the night away.
Wait, have you guys have seen the Barbie movie? Adam has. We talked about
it. I haven't, but I know the song. But is that Doja Cat?
No, that was Dua Lipa.
Oh, God.
Dua Lipa.
Doja Cat had a song on.
She does have a song on the Barbie soundtrack, though. It's just not that one.
Is it Paint the Night Red or something like that?
That's right?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, all right. I'm done. I can't keep up with this pop culture stuff. I'll stick to my country music.
But no, truly, like the I hadn't watched the VMAs in so long, and truth be told, sorry. I'm gonna say this. I know that some people hate or love this, but I was watching because I thought that there was gonna be an announcement from the Queen Mother Taylor Swift. I really Same. Did. Same. Last year, she announced the Midnights album, and she kind of alluded to a sort of an announcement. So I'm like, what is she up to?
I thought it was going to be Reputation. I thought for sure.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to, when is that going to come out? But anyway, No announcement, but it was still fun to watch. But I hadn't watched in so long. And then I was like, I think that like they expected this because literally like it was millennial everything at the beginning.
Yeah, it really was. And then also I noticed they must have cameras set up and just taping Taylor Swift.
No, or the whole even audience. Just
the whole audience. So like they have a dedicated camera to that person. Recording their people. Every move. Like, can we just let these people have fun?
I mean, bro, for real. But you know what? As I was watching it, the conspiracy theorist in me, like also you, Nicole, I was like, they know that they're being recorded. Like, yeah. They probably have planned things that they like, because the amount of memes of Taylor Swift, like, she had to have known.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
literally, it was right after the VMAs ended, and I pulled up my phone on TikTok. There was like an Entertainment Tonight. There was an entire like slew of Taylor Swift reaction memes, yes, videos. With like, really? Music coordinated, and I was like, she had to have someone in her team,
yeah,
made it. These edits from yeah. this video feed and sent it out. Like they had to.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a video of her singing one of the songs, and they like edited the song because she was like singing, and they edited the song,
yeah,
over at the exact point that she was singing. And like I watched it like 7 times, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Demi Lovato.
Just kept looping. Oh, yeah. It was Demi's song. It just kept looping. Yeah. And I was just watching. I was just like so not infatuated, but like mesmerized by Taylor. Like, yeah. I'm not saying that I'm turning into you guys, but.
Okay. Oh. She's such a fierce supporter, though. She really
I was
is.
Gonna say that literally every performer, like she was singing the lyrics to their songs, and not just like yeah. the chorus lyrics, but like
yeah.
the
all of them,
the lyrics, like the verse that you may not have memorized, she had it memorized. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, taking it back to millennial days, Lil Wayne sang a Millie, and that was like one of my favorite songs, and she was like singing the song, and I'm like, see. When people ask me why I like Taylor Swift, this is one of the reasons.
Yeah. Wait, Lil anyway. Wayne, what is he up to? He was at the VMAs performing.
He's
I told performing. You, yes. Ashanti yeah. was there. Like, P. Diddy.
Okay, is there a way
yeah,
he,
I saw that?
He gives me replay? The ick, I gotta be like, honest. Brave yet controversial. P. Diddy. Something's weird something's, there, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of people from the 90s, early 2000s there, which was, I don't know what, like, because there was really nothing. I mean, we celebrated like 50 years of hip hop last year, I think, or maybe that was this year. So maybe that's why they're doing it. I don't know.
It was, yeah, probably.
But I was like, what's the thing with this? And then, like, I'm sure you were going to say, we thought NSYNC was going to announce something big and they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just in the Trolls movie. But okay, we did talk about this in our Brave Yet Controversial tier, so
yeah.
Yes. We did. So yeah, NSYNC, something's coming, I think, but we don't know what. But but that was the highlight of my week. Well, except, you know, we went live on our Instagram, which was also really fun.
That was fun.
It was fun. It makes
I
me
sometimes
want...
feel disconnected.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I think there's a delay. It I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It makes me want to, like, do a live podcast recording through the internet one time, because that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we could, because it was really difficult to, it was very difficult to watch the comments, because yeah. when all three of us were on the screen, I kind of made them small, so I only saw, like, one line at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I missed a bunch, but that's why I felt a little disconnected, but at least it was, like, us talking like we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it would be fun to do that because it wouldn't really be much different because we FaceTime each other and we can have like a little Q&A portion at the end. That would be so fun. Maybe it's in
yeah.
the future. We'll see.
Actually, that's a good, that's a really good idea, Bex.
Yeah, thank look at you. You.
Because you. Then we could do a Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, moving on to other people's weeks. Who wants to chat? I know we, Becca. Becca is going through it.
Becca just talked about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I will
in depth.
I will briefly say, and if you want to know more, this will all be talked about on YouTube. So, you know, I'm making a video. I'm filming. So I found thrips. Number one, I talked about this on Instagram yesterday. I posted some videos that I found and I like tried to document it well, like what I found, because I know that that would be extremely helpful for somebody else to, like,
yeah,
I don't know, because, yeah, anyway, if you ever find like a long bodied black bug on your plant, you can see it with your eyes.
Shaped.
Yeah, that's probably a thrip.
Don't smoke it. Don't smoke it.
Don't smoke it. Just toast it. Poke I don't it. Know. Poke it. I don't know. Yeah, so I found thrips.
That's a, I mean, merch idea with the giant thrips. Don't smoke it, poke it.
Oh my God. Wait, that Sorry. Reminds me. I needed to not render. I needed to like mock up that idea that I had for the merch. That, okay, it's back in my head now. Okay. Okay. But so update from another thing I said in the Patreon thing was my hard drive corrupted and my video that I was trying to make was like fudged. But I just tried to recover an individual file that I needed and it worked, you guys. So I don't have to re-edit the video at all. I don't have to redo the screen recording at all.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's so good. That's such good news in real time.
That is a good news in real time. What a roller coaster of emotion.
I know. Oh my God. I know. So let's just say for me, my update of the week is when it rains, it pours. And I am just getting through it. I am just getting through it. And I am like feeling the fall feels. Like this time last year, I had already decorated for fall. And I brought down my decorations and I opened the box. So that's how far we are. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
You know what?
That's progress. A step.
Because you had to probably pull that box from somewhere deep.
Yeah, right. It came from the depths of hell, didn't it?
Came from the depths of my garage, which I have to say, we cleaned out our garage like big time a few weeks
before.
Yeah,
your garage was clean when I was there.
Yeah, that's because we cleaned it up pretty big time before Nora came, because that was like our biggest stressor. And I'm so glad we did that. Like when I pulled down the fall decor, I was like, this couldn't have been like a better decision. This was the best thing we ever did because we had just so much junk in there. Like half of our full size garage was just junk. So it was great.
Nice. Yeah.
So it was very easy to pull out our decorations.
I want to be a decor person, but I just don't have the storage and I'm afraid to keep things in the garage because like I have to black light it to make sure I don't bring scorpions in the house.
Right. Okay, what about mothballs? Do scorpions, are they, like, not attracted to moth? Like, because you know how mothballs will, like, keep things fresh? Or, like, they keep rats away, too, right?
Yeah. Well, moths, obviously, but then probably others.
But they stink so bad. I actually just figured out.
Oh, I kind of like the smell of it.
Oh, no.
We throw them behind our tall bushes to keep skunks and like raccoons and stuff away.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because they don't harm the animals. I really hope not now that I just made that public information. And yeah, we have skunks and let me just say we don't want to relive our dogs getting sprayed.
Yes. Yeah.
Ever again.
Horrible. Horrible. I actually thought that my dogs got skunked last night because they ran outside really fast.
That would have been the fucking cherry on top of the cake.
I know. That's why when this happened, me and Daniel were like, oh God, please no. But the dogs like were chasing an animal clearly when they ran outside. And then I smelled it and I was like, Daniel, they got skunked. Like I was so upset. But then they didn't. Narrowly missed it. Someone was looking out for me in that moment.
For real.
Yeah.
So you're feeling fall?
Yeah, I'm feeling fall. It is getting cooler. Like the nighttime temps were in the 50s. So that's really nice. So yeah, we're kind of just waltzing into fall in a, I don't know, gentle way. Gently waltzing.
Yeah, there's like no 80s in the foreseeable future in the Midwest from what I could see.
Not for me. I think our high is like 80 exactly.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, but that's fine. I don't mind that.
Right.
I don't mind.
Wow. The fall that I've gotten into is making my own Starbucks drinks at home. With these recipes I keep seeing all over TikTok, like making my own pumpkin cold foam. Mm-hmm. And brown sugar lattes.
Yes.
Steve just made me one of those the other day. Oh, it was so good. You see, but I've never really been a big Starbucks goer. Mm-hmm. So like I've, you know, a lot of these TikToks are like, oh, save money and do it at home. Like I never was really spending money on Starbucks, but now that I'm like, I can do this at home, I'm like, this is nice.
So now you're gonna start spending more money than you spent before because you're gonna start doing it at home.
Yeah. Well, you already have the espresso me of machine. Something.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's yeah, it's really nice. I saw like someone pull a shot from their espresso machine where they tampered it down and then they put brown sugar on top and tampered it again. And I was like, ooh. Oh, I'm gonna have to try that.
That's a great idea.
Yum. But it got me thinking, Nicole.
Yeah.
We never really on the pod got an update about your nugget ice maker that was like your dream. And I have still failed to talk to you about that. So okay. In your update, if you want to talk about that a little, and then you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I didn't really have much of an update. So I'll talk about my nuggy maker, okay? My nuggy maker. My nuggy maker is probably my favorite thing in this house as of now.
Sounds when like you're talking about your ass.
Shake that nuggy.
Shake that nuggy maker.
You bring that nuggy maker over here.
Not those nuggets, guys. Ice cubes.
That is so funny.
Okay, so when I tell you that, okay, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, but it's no secret. Jay had COVID last week. And he's better now, but we put the nuggy ice maker downstairs
because
I need it readily accessible. And the day before he tested
what positive, hurt more, not seeing your husband or not seeing the nugget maker?
If I'm being totally honest, I think I might have missed the ice more, honestly. Oh my
God. You become accustomed to a certain way of life. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I've seen him and we FaceTime, we talk. So it's like, I'm not really missing him.
And he's what if you like, FaceTime and you were like, hey, can you show me the ice machine? I just want to say hi.
Okay. No, but let's take it back. Okay. So I got this nugget ice maker on, was it Prime sale or was it Prime Black Day? Friday? I think it was Prime Day. And it was just like a whim purchase. Me and Jay decided not to go on a 10-year anniversary trip. So I was like, I'm buying myself something. He's like, why don't you get that ice maker? I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So bought it for a great price. It was like half off winning because I don't like to spend money on myself. So that was perfect. Mm-hmm. But like we have it in the basement and I eat ice, like I eat like a cup full of nugget ice before I go to bed. Like it's become my new thing. Mm. And the night before Jay tested positive, he was like, I feel really funny. Like it's probably because I worked out too much today. I didn't sleep good last night. And he's opening the ice maker and just taking ice out with his hands and just eating it.
Okay? Hands. He's
like, I feel like really hot. Yeah, well, like, I'll do that, too. We're the only ones
you guys
that,
raw
like...
dog your nugget ice? They come with a scoop for a reason.
I know they do. But when you're walking by and it's just there and you're like, let me grab a few, you know, pop it in your mouth, be on your way. No?
This is,
okay.
You
when I tell you this,
me.
That surprises me. Yeah. You do not feel like the dip your hands into the ice bucket kind of person.
Well, I am. Right? Okay. People change.
Okay.
People change.
So I'm like, okay, I woke up that morning before he even tested positive. And I was like, if he tests positive for COVID, I'm going to have to sanitize this fucking ice maker. And what the fuck? Like, that was the first thing on my mind. What does that say about me? That was the first thing on my mind. Oh. Sure enough, he was tested positive.
It says
positive.
You've been married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So now I'm like, I'm going to have to empty it. I'm going to have to clean it. It's probably going to be a couple days before I can have any more. But it's been like almost 2 weeks since I've had my nuggy ice and I miss it so much. I'm dealing with these big bullshit ice cubes from the kitchen downstairs and I don't want them anymore.
Wow.
Sorry.
This is such privileged talk, you guys. Like, oh my this gosh. Makes me sound like a
this
bougie
is your lot
ass
to bear.
Bitch.
I mean, oof.
Oh gosh. Anyway, but yeah, that's the story of my nugget ice, and I miss it, and I love it. It's game changing.
So, why haven't you resumed the nugget ice, like eating? Well, are you still separated? Upstairs, downstairs.
Okay. So yesterday was his last day because they say 10 days, like to wear a mask for 10 days, blah, 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 right? So it was yesterday, really, because he's out today. He's at the studio. He feels much better. I have a wedding tomorrow and I'm just like, what's one more day? You know, let me just stay away from mm-hmm. him for one more day because my luck, like knock on all the wood, I'd pick something up off of a piece of clothing or something, you know, and I just don't want to risk it. For the biscuit, you know, so I'm going to stay upstairs till tomorrow night. So I'll clean it on Saturday and then I'll resume nugget ice eating again.
Okay. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You got
this. There's a light, but it's been a gloomy couple of weeks, guys. I know.
It's very hard.
I know. It's so yummy though. Like people don't get it. The girls that know, but some people just don't get it. Like, I have wanted this thing for so long, so bad. And then Adam got one, and I was like, oh, cool. How's your nugget ice maker?
So glad for you.
I'm so happy for you.
Okay, but here's the thing. That thing has scared the shit out of me so many times because we leave it on, and I think someone's busting down the door like the Caps.
Is it that loud?
Sometimes when those little nugs fall, they cause a ruckus.
For everybody who doesn't get that inside joke, if you're new, Nicole, one time said that her dogs busted into the room like the cops. And it was the funniest image to, like, in that moment when you said that, I pictured Jazzy and Prime busting into the room like, you know, pit bulls. With like little cop hats on and like a star on their chest, like looking around, head on a swivel,
gun in the holster.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Classic. No, but so it does scare me because it like when sometimes it sounds like, what was that noise? What are the cats into? What's the dog doing? Yeah. But then also the other day when Steve made me my brown sugar latte, because I sent him the TikTok recipe, I was like, Sunday morning? ?
Anyway. Oh my God. Of course.
He brings me my cup, and what do I see? But
nugget ice?
No. What? I see the big fucking ice from the fridge, and I'm like, what?
What is that about? Are you doing? Oh, no.
There's a whole bunch of ice in that machine wanting to be used, and the scoop is just sitting there wanting to be used, and you give me this ice? Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So I threw in his face, and I said, you better remake that.
No, you didn't. You're such a brat.
No, I drank it. It was so good.
Okay, are you talking about the recipes that were, like, released by the employee? Sorry, my dog is barking.
No, but I did see that.
I saw that. You think they're going to sue that person?
I mean,
a lot of people saw those recipes.
My dog is barking. Sorry.
You had that face like, well, I have the baby. Can he just shut the dog up, maybe?
I think he's, like, outside. Like, I hear a machine. I don't know.
Oh, he's cutting a lawn.
He's doing something out there.
He's playing Becky Calhoun. That's what he's doing.
Oh, you guys, I didn't mow the lawn not even once this season, and I'm a little sad about it.
Oh.
Do you miss it?
Yeah. I loved mowing the lawn. It was so fun. Like, okay,
I
mowed
like
it.
Just riding with those deep vibrations.
On your 26 inch dick.
It's a 60 something inch dick, Nicole.
Oh, my bad.
65.
I undercompensated.
Okay, when I was like very pregnant, I was mowing this like bumpy part and I was like, I don't know about this. Like, I was like so sore the next day because I was like trying to keep myself in a position where I wasn't like jostling around so much.
We were talking about the Starbucks thing. Like, do you think he's going to lose his job? And then you were going to say something, Becca, and then you.
I don't know if I was going to say something, but I saw it all over Facebook. Like, I feel like that's like very confidential information. They definitely could get sued, like, for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, that's not something I would do. I would definitely think before, like, they must have gotten burned pretty bad to,
yeah,
to want to release the recipes. I mean, there's got to be something they signed when they were hired saying, like, NDA, can't share these, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man. Anyway.
Stick it to the man, Neosis.
Should we get into our episode?
Wait, did you guys not get that reference?
No.
Okay, you said that before, and then we've also had the same exact conversation.
Oh my God. So, and you guys still haven't watched School of Rock. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, no, I have. You made me watch it. I just forgot.
Stick it to the man.
Neosis. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he asked him what illness the kids have fallen ill with, and he's like, yeah, stick it to the man, Neosis. Oh, I've never heard of it. Must be pretty serious. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, back into the topic, or emerging into the topic.
We're doing that thing.
There's like a constant meme about podcasters where they're like, podcasters 5 minutes into the episode, let's dive into the topic. Should we get into the topic? That's totally us.
That's us 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, today we're throwing it back. We're throwing it back to 2018, 2019. Wow. It's not that long ago, 5 years, but so much has happened in 5 years.
Yeah, a lot.
So those were the years where we all started collecting plants in a manner that's more than just, I want something green in my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've talked about that in the podcast. We've talked about our story with plants, our history with plants. But what we want to do today is talk about the plants that were like popular, even the ones that weren't, but the plants, the trends that were happening at that time.
Yeah.
So.
And then contrasted with now, which I feel like the plant market is so different.
It's so different and it's so weird. Well, I don't know. Like, I went shopping the other day and I had not heard of quite a few plants that were on the shelves. And I was like, okay, I must be really out. I mean, let's be honest. I've always been out of the loop. I never really stay with trends, but I was just never heard of it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Expensive plants too.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my first wish list plant was the Calathea orbifolia, now Gapertia orbifolia. And I feel like that was really popular 5 years ago.
It was. I remember my friend wanted that one.
Your bathroom in Tucson.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. And like, creeper. It took me creeper. It took me a long time to muster up the courage to buy it because I knew that it was like a Calathea and I didn't want to kill it because it was my number one wish list plant. And they were kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. So like, you didn't just buy it to buy it. But like, Calathea and Gapertia are actually pretty cheap to buy from a big box store, but that one didn't make it to big box stores for a while.
Yeah, I remember my friend had me looking for one for her for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your first ever wish list plant, huh?
Yes.
Do you still have that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Definitely.
It
would have
been impressive if you did.
Yeah,
I wish. Been. I think it died shortly after I moved here. Like, it maybe held on for like 6 months, 5 months, maybe. But I had it for over a year. So, okay. I mean, I would consider that a win in Arizona.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. In the desert.
Yeah.
Nicole, what about you? What was your first wish list plant?
Well, I remember really wanting a ZZ plant, like not a ZZ Raven, but just a ZZ. And I got one pretty early on. And I don't think that they were that expensive, because if they were, I probably wouldn't have gotten it, because I never spent a lot of money on them.
Let's be honest.
But they were fun. And I just remember them being marketed as like the best low light plant. And I think that's like why I wanted it so bad, because I knew it would be easy. But then when the ZZ Raven came out, which was, I feel like was like 2019, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was like, oh, it's a black one. Like, whoa, I need that. And it took me a while before I got one. Actually, I think you gave me my first cutting of a ZZ Raven.
I did?
I think so.
Mm. Yeah. I gave one to Becca, too. Oh,
look at me. I still have it.
I still have mine.
Oh,
that's cute. That's
cute.
Okay,
I still have the one that I gave you cuttings from.
Oh, my. It's our friendship plant.
It is.
I've been thinking this for a while. It would be so fun to do a video on our dead YouTube channel about like all the plants we've given each other and like how they are. Like,
yes,
all the plants that we got from each other. I mean, I feel like me and Nicole would both have a lot to say from Adam. I don't know if Adam has much to say from us, but like,
Adam's very generous. I need to point something out. The look on Adam's face, like he just instantly remembered the macrame video, and he was just like, we're not. Maybe we don't talk.
No. We're not revisiting this.
No, the look on my face is that I literally just threw an Adabat Poens away, and that was like the last plant that I remember having from Becca.
Oh.
Because I'm just like, I am so over this, and I yeeted it. I'm sorry, I did.
Yeeted.
I'm not offended. I still have the cutting from it, so like it lives on. It's fine. If you ever want it again, you can have a piece. Like,
it lives
don't
on.
Worry.
But yeah, that would be fun, actually.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Okay, so Raven, Nazizi. My first ever wishlist plant was Pilea peperomioides, which is the friendship plant.
Mm-hmm.
The little UFO plant. I wanted that thing so bad when I first like hit the plant scene. And it was a difficult one to find, which is wild to me because it's so easy to propagate. And so it propagates very easily. But I did order one off of Etsy. So I got like a little tiny 2-inch pot. It was teeny tiny. Grew it out. It eventually died. But
they
I have a new
one. They were kind of pricey back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just got a new one.
I did just get a new one. And so I have it for like about 2 months now. And it's doing great. It's in pawn. I don't know. I was like, let's try it again. And I kind of love watching it grow too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Pilea, when I think of a Pilea peperomioides, the first one I think of is Christian's Crazy Plant.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, is it really tall, that one?
Yes.
He lopped off the top of it, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big anymore. Or like he did at one point. But yeah, that was the Pilea.
That was an iconic plant for a long time. And it's so funny that's like, I don't know. It's funny to think about the plants that become iconic. And what you mentioned with it being so easy to propagate. I got the plant and saw how many babies it made in like a month. And I was like pissed that it was ever considered like rare or like hard to find or expensive.
Hard to find.
I'm like, you're kidding. This is literally a baby maker. It is a.
Yeah, it is.
The generation like that made baby boomers. That is this plant.
Fertile myrtle.
It's like it doesn't just like it propagates through like pups, you know? So like.
Yeah.
It makes full plants. At once.
It propagates all the ways because I cut like a little bit of a stem attached to a leaf and put it in water and it started a whole new plant. You know,
really?
And the leaves will start a new plant too because, well, no, I'm not going to say that because I always kind of confuse it with peperomias, which you can propagate by leaf cutting.
Yes.
And even though it has peperomioides in it, it's not in the peperomia family. But
no.
Yeah.
It's Pilea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another one of mine, I'm just going to say so we can all say, but it was the Ficus tinneki.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh, did I want her.
She's
still so gorgeous. And I got one off of eBay. It was my first ever eBay plant.
Ooh. Oh, really?
No, the Pilea was, and then the Ficus tinneki. And they lasted for a while. Yeah. They did.
That is wild. Okay. The Teneke was like very, very sought after. And I didn't see one in stores for a long time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like the Burgundy. I got my Burgundy. That was my first houseplant I ever bought, like that I bought, not stole cuttings. And it was the Burgundy rubber tree. I got it at Sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw a Teneke until like a year later, maybe.
And they were expensive. Like they weren't, they were expensive.
Yeah.
And hard to find.
Yeah.
But now I saw one. I just saw one last week, or no, this week, because I went plant shopping this week. Like $50, like an established one, like huge, like tree form.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is stunning. So beautiful.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I remember the Monstera Deliciosa. As silly as that sounds.
Oh, yeah.
I could not find it anywhere when I first started collecting.
Same.
It plant.
It was the plant.
Yep.
It was probably a year into collecting where I finally found like two at a local plant store. Two, count it. One, two. That's it. And I bought one of them and it was the best. And I loved that plant. Like, but I did already have one, but I wanted to get a bigger one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was one of the cuttings that I stole.
I wasn't going to say it, but I remember that.
Yeah. My early plant journey was a lot of stolen cuttings before I knew that was unethical, just if you didn't know the backstory.
Also not from a store. It was from like...
from a friend.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
From somebody's carefully curated collection.
Yeah, which might make it worse.
I don't know if that's worse.
I was house sitting for somebody and she had a bunch of plants and I would just take scissors and snip, snip, snip. She always hired me back, though, so she probably didn't notice.
No, yeah, she must not have cared. But could you imagine if someone did that to any of us now?
No, I'd be pissed.
Ooh, me too.
I would be so mad. Yeah, so we don't do that anymore.
No.
But the Monstera was, you know, they kept calling it Swiss cheese plant. That was the thing back then.
They still call it
Swiss
cheese.
I still see it labeled as that. That was a really difficult one. I had been in contact with like my local nursery growing grounds in Bloomington. I would be like, are you guys ever going to get Monstera in? And I've said this on the pod before, but then I took a trip to New York and bought a one leaf cutting in Chinatown at some bodega.
Yeah.
And it had a node. And I carried that cutting home with me on the train from New York. And that was my first Monstera. And then they... slowly started to trickle in, but it's that's confusing to me because it's such an easily propagated, easily grown plant. Like, why were they so sparse?
Yeah,
I know. Think okay, because here's the thing: the houseplant market at that point was like begonias. Like the people that collected plants largely were like older people, so. We're thinking like plants that they would have had. Like think of like the plants in your grandma's house. Like it was begonia, spider plants, pothos, primarily. And like until houseplants became super popular, like there was never a need to have Monstera Deliciosa, Ficus Teneke.
Yeah.
And so I think like, yeah, it took a while for the market to like catch up with the need. And that's what made it so fun though, was because you were like hunting for these plants that weren't rare at all, but it was just like hard to find them still. I think that made it so fun.
It was so fun.
Good times. Well,
keeping in the Monstera family, I just thought of the Adansonii. I remember when I first saw the Adansonii, and that's also labeled Swiss cheese plant still to this day. I wanted one so bad. I thought it was like the rarest of rare plants, and it was not. I just thought it was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a cool plant.
It is cool though.
It is still cool.
It is.
Yeah.
I was just very into like anything fenestrated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I really wanted one of those. I have a question. This might make me sound a little dumb, but do we think that there were, you know, variegated versions of the plants when we were into the regular forms? Like, do we think they were already being grown and already being like back in like 2018?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I think so.
I remember a video from Enid, where she was basically saying, like, because Pink Princesses became like the, you remember how big that was in like 2019? She was like, 3 years ago, I was throwing them into the compost pile because no one wanted them.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, so like, they've always been around. It's just kind of the trends wave.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is because, crazy.
Because I ordered pretty quickly on in my collecting, I ordered the Thai Constellation, ZZ Raven, and White Wizard, all from the same grower in Thailand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like early 2019.
I think that's also something to factor in, like different countries, you know. I feel like trends hit different places before they hit other places, you know.
And yeah.
The U.S. picks up on like where they're being grown and is like, okay, time to introduce this to the U.S. type thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I do remember, and I still love the Adansonii. Like, I still just the regular narrower wide form green Adansonii. I love it. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so pretty. Mama Adansonii has made such a beautiful recovery. Like,
yes.
Really?
It looks
She just needed to be outside.
Good. Yeah, it just needed to be outside. Like, when I put it out there, it was knocking on death's door. Like, it looked horrible. And like, I do wonder if it had a pest and I didn't know. And like, since it was outside, maybe some natural predators, yeah. Because it just, I mean, I didn't water it all that often, but now that I have experienced pests again in a big way, I'm like, I wonder if it had spider mites or something and I just didn't notice. But somebody was telling me that because I talked about how I got thrips on Instagram, they're saying that they just put their plants outside and natural predators got to the plants and like killed all of the thrips in like a matter of a day. And I was like, oh, that's so nice.
You know, I honestly think that might be what happened with my Syngonium elbow that you gave me, Adam. When I had the infestation of fungus gnats, I brought it outside last summer and it like literally almost instantly, like within a few days, it started growing like crazy. And then I just repotted it before I brought it in and there were no fungus gnats.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, if you're able to, bring all your fucking plants outside.
I know. Like, I've thought about that with plants that have fungus gnats. Because, like, obviously when the gnats, like, fly out, they're not going to fly into your other plants. They're going to fly out into the world. Like,
yeah,
they're not going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first thought was, making like, my way get
downtown,
it away from...
Walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. I was like,
that's a nice touch. Okay, back on topic, a plant that I was looking for pretty heavily was the watermelon peperomia. And it was everything. And okay, I love peperomia, but it's one of those like genuses that I know that I'll have this plant only for a brief time. It's like a long-term flower arrangement for me, similar to how I feel about Gepertia and Calathea. And honestly, once I like say that to myself, I don't care if it dies. Like, I'm like, okay, anyway, I'll replace it someday.
It's serving its purpose for this moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there are plants in my collection that I want for years and years and years. And then there are Peperomia and Calathea. And I'm like, they only look good for a few months anyway, for most people. Yeah. Like, let's be honest. So anyway, the watermelon Peperomia, I was absolutely obsessed with. I got a huge one from Folia Collective in LA when I did a road trip in California. I did like a solo road trip out there, which was like my last solo trip before I got married. And
I remember that.
It was so much fun. I stayed in a hostel though, and I would never stay in a hostel in the US again. Never.
I remember that. I remember
horrible.
That.
Mm-hmm.
It smelled like sweat. It was gross. Anyway. Yeah, so I went to an event in LA and I wanted to I just went crazy shopping and I got my Syngonium Albo at that time too, which I still have that one. And I think that one got thrips too because it was starting to go downhill and I'm really sad. And if I lose that plant, I will be genuinely very sad.
Oh, I could give you some of mine. Mine is decent.
Okay.
That sucks. Yeah.
I know. Because that plant I've had almost since the very beginning of my collection. And it's just been such a staple. But anyway, so yeah, the the watermelon pepper then Romeo focus, was iconic.
Focus your care on that one. Focus your care on the one you care about.
Yeah.
And if anything, if you can only muster up the energy to spray a few, just make sure that's one of the ones you take out every week and just spray it down.
Yeah. I'm definitely having to like prioritize which plants like actually mean a lot to me and like which ones are worth saving. Like two plants went in the trash like immediately. There's nothing like pests to make you just throw something out immediately. We talked about that, I think, last week, so we don't need to reiterate that comment. But anyway,
yeah,
I brought a ton of cuttings of the watermelon peperomia to plant swaps and stuff because it was just so hard to find in Arizona for years. Like, I think even when I was living there a couple years ago, I still couldn't hardly find peperomia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be so obsessed with peperomia. I had quite a few too. That was what I was. I would let those bottom water butt chug. Like they did so well for so long. Like it was very cool. But yeah, I haven't had them in the desert. Except no, I haven't tried it again. So maybe I should try a peperomia again. I don't know. But you're right, Becca. We're here for a good time, not a long time. All right.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's like it's fun for a couple months, and then it's not.
Yeah.
The other peperomia that was... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-mm. You go.
I was going to say the other peperomia that was really popular was the Peperomia Hope. And I saw one at the store the other day, and it was huge. It was so full, but it was still like $50. And I was like, wow, these are still pricey? Or is this place just not... What are they doing?
Yeah. I took a deep dive on my IG to kind of look at like what I was posting back at the beginning.
Oh, ugh, cringe. Yeah. Me too.
Cringe. But Marimo moss balls.
Oh yeah.
You remember how big those were?
Those were fun.
Yeah.
Nicole had a few, I remember.
Yeah. I had one from like Horty. Because that was they're still around, but it was a plant subscription service that I did for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. But they sent me one of my first ones was like a Marimo moss ball kit, like with a little vase, everything. And then randomly, after you had said this topic, Nicole, I had seen a TikTok and it was a David Attenborough documentary, which I think it was like Our Planet or Green Planet. But there was a section about Marimo moss balls and that came on my TikTok, that specific section.
That's weird.
It was suspicious. Very weird. But yeah, so they've been banned for a bit, or there was some situation where like this highly invasive species of mussel, a zebra mussel, was like found like stuck in these. So like Petco stopped selling them because they haven't been new for the plants. Like they were in aquascapes for a long time. Like people who have like pet shrimp and that kind of stuff. Like they have these in aquariums, but now... Then it went to like house plants where we were all keeping like vases on our desks because that's where mine was.
Yeah, me too.
But then I don't know what the state of it is now, if they're like back to being sold or not. But there was like a lot of them that had zebra mussels in them. People were like tossing them into lakes. And then the zebra mussels, they've, like I said, very invasive, like spread.
Wow.
Or maybe not lakes, but like the ocean or bays or whatever. But yeah.
Wow.
The more you know, I don't know. Yeah, why I had all that information, but anyway, Marimo moss balls.
Like why would you just toss that into a random body of water though? Like, it's not native to that body of water. Like, what did they think was gonna happen?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess that's not everybody's.
Or maybe they flushed
thought.
It and it made its way places.
Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I honestly don't. I wouldn't put it past people to just toss it into a body of water because they don't want it anymore. But like,
yeah, that's weird.
Just seems so silly. It's like when people don't want their bird anymore, so they just let it out. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So you just have like a parrot like living in Missouri, like just randomly. It's like, what?
Well, that's how Phoenix got all these lovebirds, which look like a pet bird, but it was some guy had like an apiary and he just like one day just like let him go.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
But they're beautiful. I keep hoping that one will find its way to my yard because I just think they're so cute.
They are cute. I've never heard of this. Lovebird?
Yeah, they're like a bright green body with a yellow head. They look like they should be someone's pet, but they're all over in Phoenix, like downtown Phoenix.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it's like that should not have happened at all.
Yeah. Some other ones of note that I just had written down. Whale fins. Remember how big those were?
Oh, I have a everyone whale
wanted them. Me too. Yeah.
Those were very popular. I want to say like during COVID, right? Those became popular.
I think a little before.
Like before, yeah. Okay. Because I remember I found a pot of like with 11 fins in it, and I thought I just hit the jackpot. Like, yeah. I remember I kept a lot of them, but then I like broke it up and like sold some and like gave away some. Because like, who needs 11? Like this shop did not know what they had, because they could have sold them individually for like $50 each, but it was like the whole pot for like 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
String of turtles. That was a difficult one to get. Oh. And then all of us, as soon as we got it, were like, no, thank you.
Fuck this plan. Okay.
I had a huge one.
You did. From your first plant tour.
From my first plant tour. Oh, God, that video. Don't watch it.
I got a string of turtles from Logies. Do you guys remember Logies? That was like an it store to buy from.
I still have a plant from them.
Yeah. It was always good. I just haven't like even thought to order from them in so long. But I ordered from them, and I thought the plant was going to be so big, because they're one of those shops that has like a picture of the full-size plant, and then in the description, in tiny print, it says, your plant will be 2 inches. And I missed that. And so I opened it up, and I'm like, oh, this is a 2-inch pot. What the hell? And I kept it for like 5 years. Don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah, that thing went through it though, because didn't you have it in your like shower shelves that collapsed a couple times?
Oh yeah, you had it in that cute little pot.
Yeah, and then it lived in that was the plant that I had it in my like plastic greenhouse. Do you remember I posted a video of that plant moving?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? It was straight up like the vines were moving. I could see it. I recorded it moving. And it's apparently a plant phenomenon. Like, it's something that happens, like, rarely. Like, do we get to see it? But it happens. And, like, that was really cool. But
that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Got it on video. Yeah. What else you got, Adam?
You know, that was about it. I mean, of course, a staple is the fiddle leaf fig. I feel like that plant has that staying iconic power, but then all of us are just like, we don't want to try it. We don't want it. I mean, I think I would try it again with my knowledge now, if I had a spot in my house where I could keep it, but I just don't have a spot. You know, I don't have a Figgy Spalls corner, but yours is just thriving, right, Nicole?
Okay, I'm going to have to post a picture of it, or maybe I'll send you one for this episode, Becca, but the two newest leaves on it, which happened within the past couple weeks, are huge. Like summer rain oaks, fiddly fig leaf huge. And I'm wondering if it's starting to like branch out, because it's kind of curving now, where before it was just like,
oh, we love a curve.
We love a curve. But the leaves are so big that they look kind of awkward, a little awky. I'm gonna send you a photo. Oh.
Yeah,
she's very thankful that you kept her.
Look like a little propeller, like she's like, I'm gonna get out of here, I'm gonna grow these big, and we're just gonna start twisting.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But she's been through some shit, man, and she's just, you know, living on a prayer. Just like the rest of us.
Do you guys remember a few months ago when I just deadheaded my fiddle leaf fig and put it outside to see what would happen?
What happened?
It branched 3 times at the top.
Oh my God.
And it looks...
No way.
Okay. Yeah, it looks really cute, honestly. And then it has like
another... Mental note, the pod needs photos.
The pod needs photos, yeah. I will post... Well, I'll do like a little collection. We can like have a bunch of photos of our first wish list plants if we have them still.
They're definitely on my Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'll do some scrolling. But yeah, the fiddly fig was iconic, and that was a plant that I was really afraid of for years. And the only reason I even have the one I have now is because I got it from a plant swap, and that was the only reason I felt safe. Like, I felt comfortable having it because it was free. Like, I think I swapped like a plant light for it, you know. It was like,
was it a cutting?
And you got it, that plant spot we met at from Philammer.
Yes.
Phil.
Yeah, it was like a full-on plant in a pot.
Yeah, wow. It was. Yeah.
Fun.
Wow, the history. That's what I love about this, you know, hobby and our friendship and all of this stuff is like there's just like these. Even though I'm a freaking creep and remember all of the things, I'm like, oh, you had that this in your house.
You have the memory of an elephant. We go over this all the time.
You do.
No. But yeah, I think that's about it for our episode.
Well, we didn't get into plants that are currently popular, but maybe we can make that an episode next week. I wonder if you guys would want to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's trending now? Trendy.
That would be fun. We can look at the trend reports.
Yes. So that'll be next episode. This one was the throwback. Yeah. But as we always say, we really appreciate you guys being here. We do have extra content over on Patreon. We have two tiers, once a month episode, once a week episode over on Patreon. It's a good time. But also leave us a review on this podcast. Reviews really help our podcast get out. And we love reading your reviews. So if you haven't and you're a listener of the pod, it's real simple. Just, yeah, go rate it. Five stars.
Rate us 5 stars only.
Five stars appreciated. Other than that, follow us on Instagram at Potted Together. And you can also follow us all individually. Becca is at De La Plants. Nicole is at My Clean Leaves. And I am at Not Dude. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.